As Memorial Day approaches and the weather gets warmer, it's time for picnics and barbecues. But when you go to buy those burger patties at the grocery store, you might be in for some sticker shock. The price of ground beef has been rising for years, and adjusting for inflation, it's now the highest it's been since 1984. Today, the government releases the latest numbers, and even more bad news is expected. Butchers and restaurants are doing what they can to keep prices in check. But as WNYC's Dan Tucker reports, the higher they go, the more likely consumers will be paying the price.
I'm standing on the loading dock at Endicott Meats, a meat distributor in the Bronx, with Michael Braunschweiger.
Two fillets, two strips, and 20 ground beef.
He's the third generation at the helm of this family-owned business.
Grandfather started in 1929.
Endicott provides lamb, pork, chicken, and beef to grocery stores, restaurants, and other businesses in and around New York City. Braunschweiger flips open the top of a big cardboard box to show me an order he's putting together.
This one is going downtown to a Zagara wine bar.
There's ground beef, strip steaks, veal top rounds, and more. Endicott delivers hundreds of boxes just like this one every day. But the price he pays and the price his customers pay have surged.
If this was costing like $330 right now, let's say, last year probably more like $295, around like that. Each week when I get my price list and you see how much it goes up, you just say, this is getting ridiculous.
Before they sell cuts of meat to restaurants and grocery stores, distributors like Braunschweiger get their meat from ranchers. And ranchers have been suffering since around 2008, leading to shortages and higher prices. Ricky Volpe, an economist with the USDA, says ranchers have been hit hard by a series of unfortunate events, including extreme weather.
There was the recession, which of course kept herds in check. And then there was the drought in 2012, which was an even bigger impact in reducing herds even further and making the situation risky because that drove up feed prices so much. Then there was the polar vortex, and now we have the drought in Texas.
U.S. cattle herds are now at their lowest level since 1951, and there's no overnight solution. It takes years before a calf is large enough to bring to market. Volpe says that's why prices are projected to stay high well into 2015. Despite the fact that butchers, restaurants, and other businesses are paying more for steaks and ground beef, they're trying not to raise prices. Frank Ottomanelli, a butcher in the West Village, says otherwise his customers might start cutting back.
Instead of buying, let's say, 2 pounds of chopped meat, they'll buy a pound and a half. You know, they'll squeeze it by. They'll make a bolognese instead of making all burgers. You know, they'll buy a pound of pasta for a dollar and put it on there, put a pound and a half of chopped meat on it, and you got a dinner for four.
For now, he's absorbing the higher costs and trying to avoid having his customers buy less. But as prices continue to go up, that balancing act is getting harder and harder. At the Burger Bistro on the Upper East Side, co-owner Vincent Dardanello has kept prices flat, even though his margins have suffered. He's been trying to get customers to try out his specials, so a smaller percentage of his overall sales comes from beef burgers.
If we sell 80% beef, how can I change that from 80% beef to 75% beef and 25% something else? It'd be lamb or turkey or chicken or, you know, we do kangaroo and elk and antelope. Those prices are pretty stable opposed to the beef market where it's kind of all over the board.
He's also been looking for other ways to cut costs. He recently convinced one of his meat providers to drop a delivery fee, and he works with three different vendors, so he knows he's getting the best deal. For now, his strategies are working, but if prices keep rising, that may not be enough.
This happens all the time, but there's always light at the end of the tunnel. We're not seeing a light. The prices are high, and we didn't get into the season yet.
He's talking about the grilling season, which kicks into gear Memorial Day weekend. Prices always go up around then. But if you think you can replace those burgers with chicken or pork this summer, not so fast. Those prices have been creeping up, too. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.